committed? You think cooking is old-fashioned? You're selfish, and you have children. But you. You're a man. Shh. But you have not done right by your finances. You don't have a name. You cannot take her home. You have to take her to your mother's house. You have children everywhere. At least you have one child somewhere. I have to deal with another woman in my world. Even if she's a good girl, she's in my world. I don't want to look at nobody you slept with. But because y'all got a child, I got to deal with her. And even if she's not silly, I don't want to deal with another woman that's been with my husband. Don't you understand? How much are you worth while you're seeking? What have you done to bring up your value? You don't work out. You won't get yourself in shape. You're letting your body get away. You're letting your mind get away. You won't get your name right. You're not committed to anything. But yet, I'm supposed to be this kingdom person that selects you. Let me please understand you. The reason why God has not hooked you up yet is because who you gonna get, you're not ready for. Because all them shiesty brothers and sisters you've been sleeping with, what God's going to do next is going to trip you out. I like what Bishop Walker said. I can't help but repeat it. Because Bishop Walker said that he went to McDonald's and ordered some food. He said he wanted to know, when would my food be ready? And the lady said, would you please pull up? And he had to sit there for a while. And finally, when she brought his food out, he said, what took so long? She said, what you ordered was not on the menu. And it took a long time. Because we had the special make it, and all the brothers you've been sleeping with are not on God's menu. What God's gonna give you this time, he had to shape it and make it and perfect it. Touch your neighbor and say, pull up for a while. God will bring it out when it's ready, but it's not ready yet because it's not the same old same. Oh, I'm out of here, but. But I need you to understand, I'm back in the text. Believe it or not, I remember what I'm preaching. And so Jacob wrestles, and Jacob is by himself. And Jacob, the Bible says, after dealing with all of his trauma, after dealing with all of his mess, the Bible says, and Jacob was alone. And I need you to understand that Jacob says, now that I'm by myself, God's going to deal with me. And I need some single folk in the Word Church to get an attitude and shout, leave me alone. Go ahead. See, I don't think you really understand what I'm preaching, because I want you to tell God, think about what I'm saying, think about it. I want you to tell God right now, leave me alone. See, you don't care. But not only do I want you to tell God to leave you alone, but I want you to tell ignorant people to leave you. I'm out of here. But let me just give you a few reasons why you might have to leave me alone. Now, number one, leave me alone unless you can accept my past. Now, don't come in my world telling me what I am and what you could have had, because I am what I am. I can't change my past, but I'm better now than I ever been. So if you can't accept me like I am, then let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. Slap somebody and say, leave me alone. I wish I had a witness there. But then secondly, leave me alone unless you love God more than you love me. I wish I had a witness there. Tell somebody, it ain't just about getting in my bed. It's about getting on your knees with me. Because God is the only thing that's going to keep me from cussing you out and cheating on you and going back to what I used to do. And if you don't love God. I wish I had seven people in this church that as soon as you meet a brother, he'd be like, what's your name? You'd be like, what church you go to? What's your sign? What church you go to? Where were you born? What church do you go to? Because if you ain't got a good church, and I ain't talking about no country bound church, I'm talking about a real church. If you ain't got Jesus in your life, then leave me alone. Somebody shout, leave me alone. I gotta get out of here. But then watch this. Leave me alone. Unless you are kingdom serious. No, because you must understand that I'm not 16 anymore. I'm not even 21 anymore. I'm not even 25 no more. I'm not a little girl or a little boy. My drama is too serious to hang out with somebody silly. Tell somebody, tell them my stuff is too serious to hang out with silly folk. If you're not ready for the kingdom, if you're not ready to get yourself together, if you're not ready to work on this marriage, if you're not ready to deal with what I come with, then leave me alone. But then last but not least, leave me alone unless your worship is real. Oh, it's about to go crazy in here. Because I don't need somebody playing church. I need somebody that will be the church. Because when I get down on my knees, I need to Shabbat God, and I need to Tada God, and I need somebody that will partner with me. Don't play church, be the church. Slap three people, tell them, leave me alone. I don't know who I'm talking to, but Lord, leave me alone until I love myself. Because until I love myself, I can't really love nobody else right. Now, sometimes I want sex, but it don't mean I'm ready for commitment. Sometimes I want somebody to touch me, but I don't understand they need to speak into me. Because until I get myself right, I'm not going to be no good to nobody else. So, Lord, you know me better than I know myself. And don't you hook me up until I'm ready for somebody.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings, this is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress. Today, if we are gracious to God, our choir has sung well, and then they gave us a little short play, and I thank God for that. That gives you... put you in the mold what you need to do further in life. And we need to catch on to those things that even in these plays, they mean a lot if we take it to heart. Our young people got to be trained, y'all. We got to train them, adults. So we got to walk in the light as Jesus in the light. We can train them, because if you don't walk in the light, they're going to tell you can't tell me nothing, huh? Today, I thank God for all these ministers in the building today. Those in the pulpit, sitting among the saints of God, we are gracious to you today. I thank Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the Spirit that dwells in all of us as Christians and believers in Christ. And to our young people, which is your day today, it's a blessing. Well, as an honor to have you present with us today. We want to look at the 15th chapter of St. John. I want to read you a few verses, and we need you to just think about a few things that we're going to share with you for this day. And the Lord's going to be with you and keep you and give you strength. Now, the word said, as you look at it, I'll begin reading for the sake of time. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into a fire, and they'll burn. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciple. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Last verse. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abided in his love. Without the vine, there can be no fruit. Without the vine, there can be no fruit. Fruits don't grow just off the tree, the trunk of the tree. There has to be a vine that runs out and circulates the sap all over the tree into the branches. Because if the sap just stay in the trunk of the tree, we're going to come and cut the tree down because it ain't going to bear nothing. And it won't be helpful to nobody. And what are you saying today? I'm saying this to you today, that if you're not producing fruit, you're going to be cut down. I believe in the word of God. We say how good God is every day. But where are the fruits? Where are the fruit that we're producing? How many people you encourage day by day, week by week, to come to the fellowship of the saints of God? How many people you ask to come by? I need you to go by and see my old pastor. Ain't much to him, but come by and check out what he's saying. How many times we do that? How many times we say, well, they say, well, what kind of preacher? No, he'll teach a pastor. Ain't no preacher, he'll teach a pastor. And what he say, just share that with him. It's authentic. Because not one time do I, myself, believe that I can just take it and I know everything in the book. At no time do I ever claim that I'm the dean of the word of God. I learn every day. I read and study every day. And the reason for that is that it's going to bless me. It's going to bless me by studying and knowing the mind of God. This is the mind of God. The word of God is the mind of God. He's expressing his mind to his son and to the believers in Christ Jesus. Jesus is here telling us something here. And we got to keep this in mind. God help us. I am the true vine. They got a lot of vine growing everywhere. And farmers have tar vines all over their field, get tangled up, wrapped up, and tied up and try to choke the fruit down. There's a lot of vines. A lot of vines grow up and they pretty and look decorative, look green and pretty, but they're going to cut you off soon. The Bible is telling, Jesus saying here, I'm the true vine. I don't care how many more vines you got. I'm the true vine. I prove my own self. And then he goes on to say, even though I'm the vine, and I grow from the trunk of the tree, the trunk is God. My Father is the husbandman. My Father is the husbandman. Well, if my Father's the husbandman, that means I'm second in line. And I can't invade his territory. Because he's my boss. What he sent me to do, that's what I'm doing now. I don't have no thoughts of what I need to do. The thoughts already come from God, my Father. He's the husbandman. We stay, keep the body together, the unity of his spirit, that when we take orders in the correct way, the way God say take orders, if we take the orders like God say take them, everything going to be right. But what we do sometimes as workmen, I've been there, I can preach it. As workmen, sometimes we learn the job pretty good. We want to run it. Y'all didn't hear that. There are times when I learn my job good, and I'm going to get good with it where I don't have to be tense. I'm calm now. We want to run the job. But my father is the boss. He's the husband man. I'm taking orders from him, and I'm giving you orders to do what he told me to tell you to do. Now watch this. If my father is the husband man, and Jesus said he is true vine, evidently we are branch. We are branch, and the branch can't tell the vine what to do. The vine first got to come out so it can be a branch. Jesus wants us to know this, that you ain't going nowhere till you connect with me. You can sing them good songs where even my hair stand up on my head. But if you ain't tied to the vine, you can't go nowhere. We got to be with the vine. And the vine got to be with the Father. We got to be unified in the spirit of righteousness, in the spirit of truth. He said here, every branch in me that bears not, listen good, fruit he takes away, God takes away. Jesus didn't say he takes it away. He said he takes it away, giving reference to the Father. The Father takes it away. If you ain't producing no fruit, look around yourself. Look about yourself. You need to be doing something in the body of Christ. The church should be running. We should be having chairs everywhere this morning. Because we want to plant some seeds that the people can go out and also plant some more seeds. That we need to be busting the walls out right now because the word is going forth. And it just don't fall on our ears for us to quote, but we got to walk in them. Got to be what it say we need to be. Every branch that bears not fruit. Now, this is the word of God. Lord, help me, Jesus. He purges the one that bear fruit. He purges it. One don't bear fruit, he curses it. Now, did you hear me? If you ain't doing no good to your community, to your home, to your house, to your state, you ain't amounting to nothing. Ain't nothing. You stop looking for things because they ain't coming. Y'all didn't hear what I say. If you're not making no effort to do things, I ain't talking about just praise God all the time. If you're not making the effort to get something done, ain't nothing going to happen in your life. You got to do things that's not imperative. That means questioning, you even doubting your own self. Do things that you know God's going to uphold. Do things like God wants you to do them. Don't come changing nothing to justify yourself, not even me. If I'm out of order, I'm just out of order. You need to correct me in a professional Christian way. If you ain't produce no fruit, Lord help me. It's in your book right here. He gonna cut you down and stop you from functioning. But if you're producing fruit, he going to put some fertilizer and prune the roots and everything. Get you where, you know what them farmers know what I'm talking about, pruning the roots. He going to wake you up and go through some things and fertilize and put some water on you and have you growing and being inspirational in the church. Everywhere you go, you're going to be inspired by the things of God. When I look at how God bring me out of these things that I can't normally get out of, that's growth. That's growth. That's unity. That's strength, one with another. Because if you don't get these things as the base and the foundation of your life, you can't grow. Amen. I don't just want to come to church and hear a preacher get up and preach and say hallelujah. I hadn't accomplished nothing. I don't just want to come last night at the program. Boy, we danced so much last night, I can't even explain it. And we'll come this morning and set you up like we got toothache. Look like the word should energize us more, because singing just give a little consolation to the spirit, huh? But the word, what it empowers you to do those things that the Lord say for us to do. Then we should rejoice. Now you're clean. The word, what cleans me? The word cleans me. The word cleans me up. Not no counseling. The word cleans me up. Counseling is for the lady to think straight, like John the Baptist was a counselor. But Jesus was the consultant. Jesus was the comforter. Jesus was the perfect will. We today sometimes, we forget about how we got where we are. He said, you cleanse through the word that I spoke. Now Jesus speaking now, that I spoke to you. Keep that in mind. Keep it in mind. We honor this word that's written in the Bible. Don't change that word, y'all. We got a lot of theology, and I love it. It helps you out. It helps educate you sometimes. But hear me good. Nothing but this word will we be judged by. When we come before the face of God, we'll be judged by only this word. Nothing else will judge you. Not the Congress, not the Senate, but this word. This word going to judge the Congress, the Senate, the House, the Senate. It's going to judge every president we ever had, every governor we ever had, every mayor we ever had. This word going to judge them. If they're not found in the will of God, they're going to have to go to that lake that burned with fire and brimstone. And the Bible tells me there's going to be a lot of weeping and gashing of teeth and holler, Lord, I'd have done, or I'm going to go do, Lord. It's too late for that. Got to do it now. As the song says, while the blood is running warm, running in your vein. Do it right now while you have an opportunity. Abide in me and I in you. Now watch this. Christ is saying this, look, you get in me. Walk with me. Talk with me. See with me. And I can't do that unless I get in him. Love with me. Understand with me. Look what he's saying. And then when you do what you need to do with me, then I'm gonna show you all. Because I'm gonna come in you and abide with you. And then the thing that you want me to do, all you gotta do is you don't even have to say it. Just think on it. And I'm gonna bring you out of it. I'm gonna show you how I manifest myself through obedience and not sacrifice. I'm gonna bring forth power and authority. I'm gonna have you doing things that the Father told me to do if you just abide in the truth. He said, if you don't abide in me and I abide in you, now listen good now, gonna be trouble. The word says, to be exact, as a branch cannot bear fruit, what? A branch cannot bear fruit of itself. It need the vine and it need the trunk. Or it need the husbandman, huh? And it need the true vine in order to bring forth fruit. You need God, you need Jesus, and you need the Holy Spirit. And we are walking by faith and not by sight. He's saying to us, even this day, he said, except you abide in me and the vine. Listen good. No more can ye except you abide in me. Lord help me. We talk about the ways of God, the principles of God, how good God is, and we sing about him all the time, and we tell people God is everything. He's my healing. He's my everything. He's my mind. He's my spirit. He's my clothes, my shoes. He is all that, because without him, we couldn't have none of that. We got to understand that God is a spiritual God, and also he acts in a spiritual way. Jesus is a spiritual person. He also come in the flesh. And the Bible said this. Now, I want y'all to, you see, I don't want you to get too holy. The Bible said, if you don't believe that Jesus came in a fleshly body, you ain't been saved. I know that's hard on people. I know that's hard on you. If you don't believe Jesus was a man like me and you, you ain't been saved. Boy, that's tough. I hate to be that tough on you. God, that's tough. You just think Jesus is all spiritual. He ain't never walked the ground. He didn't walk the streets of Palestine. He didn't walk in Jerusalem. He didn't walk in South Africa, Eastern Africa. We don't believe that. He wasn't with them people over there that we see all the time call them no good. He was right there with them. That's why he said, the Pope going to be with you all the way. Take care of him. We don't believe that. We didn't got too high class now. I fool with certain types of people. I don't fool with no anything. I don't endeavor to be in the company of certain people. You understand what I'm saying? Well, those certain people can come to be your boss if you don't watch yourself. Jesus took the nobodies. Listen at this good. He took the nobodies. And watch this. Canaan was a cursed city. If you read your Bible, you know where I am. Canaan was a cursed city. The Lord told, don't nobody go there. Now watch this. I don't want you in Canaan. When he come back around, he said the promised land on earth, the first promised land, going to be Canaan. I want you to go to Canaan. Because in Canaan, even though the people are wicked, they got everything y'all need. Huh? Canaan got everything. Got silver, gold, the Balaam stone, oxen stone. They got all the oil, all the riches, even to this very day. He said, that's your promised land. Let's go to Canaan. You're having a lot of trouble. The reason you're having trouble, you won't obey. And you're putting other gods before me. You're going to run into trouble. You're thinking more of the world than you do me. Don't you know we bring the Lord to open shame? We go, we'll go, and I don't care what they do. We'll go and lift you up, because you're my president, lift you up. And then when Jesus been telling, that's the same word, he ain't never changed. Those politicians, hear me good. They change every day. They change rules every day. It ain't good enough here. It's too much over here. It ain't just fit over here. Every day they change the rule. And I'm going to show you something. I'm going to share something with you. They got to watch it close. Know why? Poor people, poor, they resent them up there in the White House, Democrats and Republicans. They think they better than poor people. They ain't got sense enough to realize that 97% of the entire United States of America is poor people. They don't study. They think they're smart because they're lawyers and doctors. But you can't get smart until you get in Jesus. You can't get no wisdom until you know Jesus. He's the main. And now, one of the house people can't say what I'm saying. They'll eat him alive. They eat him alive because they owe each other some favors. They owe favors to one another. So they can't say what I say. They don't have the ability to say what I say. But what they do when they get so underhand and they get up there and represent me, and they can't do what I ask them to do because they owe the other brother a favor. And the Lord tell them to do this for that and do this for that. They say, oh, no, Lord. If I do that, they're going to hate me. They're going to turn me aside. I can't even get a bill through the house. That's because they don't love one another. They're up there for money. Not love. I don't care who you are. Everywhere you're at, the things ain't running right. They're after money and not loving people and helping people the way God said for us to help. They're not. You don't even have to put the name in the book. Send them a letter and tell them to read this in Congress. They'll come get you. FBI's will come get you. Because they don't want that. They don't want you to give them pure word. If you write a letter, just pure word from the Bible, don't put no books on it, law will come get you. And they'll get up there talking about the moral majority. That's the Christian concept of walk of life. They don't mean that. If they meant it, they'll be saying what I say. It's right there before your eyes. I'm not making words up. It's right before your eyes here. But they can't do that because they owe too much out. They owe their heart, their mind, their soul to those people. And look what he said. Look what he goes on to say. I am the vine. Don't y'all forget that. Don't y'all forget that. I'm the vine. I'm the main man. Not you, not them. I'm the main man. Ye are the what? Branches. And the branches can't survive without the vine. I thought about the fig tree. It was so pretty. The wind was blowing and it looked pretty and everything. Boy, green, so green and pretty. But then Jesus needed something for them, some love, some hospitality, some understanding. And it wasn't there. So when he came back, he hadn't produced no fruit. He cursed it. Amen. Don't you thank God and got absent-minded? If I've been treating you wrong all these years and going by what somebody told me to tell you and not going by love and understanding, when Christ come back and meet me face to face, ain't no way I'm going to go into that kingdom with him. There's no way. You can forget about it. It's right here in your eyes. Unless you repent from your sin and from your evil way, you can't see the kingdom. Y'all eat me up. I go to Baton Rouge tomorrow. I elect to be elected into office tomorrow. Go to Baton Rouge. And when I get to Baton Rouge, I just, everything y'all told me to go do for you, I go against that. You know I'm going to burn in hell. Ain't no question about it. The first place reason I burn in hell, because I done lied to you. He said, a whoremonger and an adulterer, I forgive, huh? A fornicator. But a liar won't even tarry in my sight. We need to understand that. We find faults in folks. But you ought to try to find some love in them. Some of the true vine, I tell y'all what to do, nobody else. You don't listen to what I'm saying, don't let me abide in you and I abide in him. But he said, if you abide in me, I'm going to bring some good fruit from you. People are going to be talking about you. They're going to be lifting you up. Not that they're trying to make a god out of you, but reading they lift you up because you're telling some truth. And that truth going to get to people hard. They're going to see some fruits of the truth. God don't lie. And when they start doing that, God going to exalt us. Church, right here in this country, we don't have no money, but the Lord has blessed us. He has blessed, and he's still blessing us. And you're going to start see your head spinning in a short while. He's going to bless you more than ever been in the history of this world. But you got to be obedient to him. You got to do what he say do at all times. He looked beyond. Now, see, this is not good for the teacher now. He looked beyond all our faults. I don't care what your fault was. And he seen we need something special. And he gave his life up to get that special thing to us. And we don't sometimes don't even appreciate it. We don't even appreciate it. We don't even love brothers like we need to love them. We despise the sisters. Sister get up and say, thank you, Jesus. They ought to sit down. Brothers stay out all night and hallelujah. Boy, Dr. Lionel or Dr. Carter, they good boys. Lie on me. Never seen it so bad. You go to funerals now. People ain't never been to church. When they die, oh God, how holy they are. I know they're in the kingdom now at the right hand of the Father and live a life that nobody knew about. And the preacher, he get up, some of them, not all of them, he get up and lie just like the other folks lie to keep his church, keep his Sarah coming. Oh, God, I don't worry about stuff like that. I'm going to make it me. I got the Lord on my side. You say what you want to say. He on my side. I believe in him. I trust in him every day of my life. And I don't worry about what man is going to do or say, all these things. I don't worry about that. If I worry about that, I'll be crazy. Even now, some of you saying you are crazy. I heard that. I heard it, yeah. That's what he said. He said, but I got the Lord on my side. I got Jesus. He said, and y'all, Lionel, you make sure you keep this first in your mind. Without me, you can't do nothing. Then I say myself. Then I say, Lionel, without me, Lionel, you can't do nothing. I acknowledge that. So everything I try to do, I put him first. I put him before me that he can help me to do those things that we have vision to do. I don't go hungry no time. You think, I ain't bragging either, y'all. I ain't got nothing, y'all. I don't own nothing. But I ain't gonna never be hungry. I ain't gonna never be hungry. Know why? I love Jesus. He loved me too. And David, way back yonder, before the new covenant was even made, he said, I've been young and I'm old, never seen a righteous forsaken, a God seed, beg bread. And what he's saying, look, I can't lose with the stuff I use. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. If you got him, show him. If you ain't show him, you ain't got him. I know it hurts sometimes. It hurts a little bit sometimes. He said, if a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch. You know, now I'm going to explain that part right there to you. That means you broke it off the vine, cast it out the way because it wasn't doing nothing. Men gather them and make a fire out of it. That's bad, ain't it? You ain't doing nothing. Some people in the church ain't doing nothing, but they're in the way of somebody that want to do. I know y'all didn't want me to say that.
Amen.
You ain't want me to say that. I ain't going to apologize, though. Not be wrong to apologize for that. Cast forth as a branch and is withered. That means you dried up. You ain't good for nothing no more, huh? People walk over you, trample all under your feet, misuse you, abuse you, cuss you out to your face. Now, that's a Holy Ghost fear person that cussing, and you a Holy Ghost fear that being cursed. Disrespect you. When you lose respect, you gone. Especially to a congregation of believers in Christ Jesus, you got to tell. As being a leader, you got to be the humble servant according to what Jesus said. You don't need to be exalted. Be a servant. Go wash some feet. And you'll see how much you grow. Stop wanting to be a big dog so much. Lip puppets got it made. They don't rely on nobody but their mama. And she's going to lay there and feed them every day. And that's what Christ said we need to do. Lay there and feed our children. Then those young ones in Christ Jesus, feed them till you know they can go on their own.
Amen.
Bible says to us, we need to hear this. Say, men gather those branches and throw them in a pile and they burn or get burned up. They ain't used for nothing, good for nothing, can't say nothing, nobody listen at you or nothing. That's bad. When you're preaching, nobody even won't even hear you.
Yes,
when you get up, people say, oh, that's bad. Bad business. Bad business. That's bad business, y'all. So we got to stick with the Lord. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall, now I'm getting tough. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be what? Done unto you. It's a lot of praying. It's a lot of praying in church, y'all. I'm going on just what that book just said. I hear praying every day. I hear people praying sometimes. I don't know. My foot won't stop jumping. Prayer. It's amazing. But guess what? They ain't been healed like. Blind eyes ain't been open. This is what people tell me though when I tell them that. I say, ain't no eyes being open. Yeah, spiritually it is. No, it ain't. You got to first get off the foundation first. You got to show love and understanding. If you lay hand on the sick, you tell me you're so powerful and you're so deep in Christ Jesus and my ankle hurting, and I confess before you that my ankle hurting, you come put hands on me and both of them start hurting. I don't want you around me no more. Get them around me. Because you just confessed and lied before God and said you was fixed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up. And now I got worse pain than I had even before I told you that. That's ridiculous. You got to line up with God for these things to work. That's all I'm saying. You got to line up with them. You don't line up with them, you ain't getting nothing. You know, the system tell us this. See, you're always begging for something. Watch this. You're always begging for things. You're always begging for things. Never want to give things. That's the system got us tied up. As black people, they got us tied up that we don't work, don't do nothing but beg. The system got us like that, name like that. But you tell them, Lionel Smith, he's the biggest lie ever walked on this earth. I worked all my life, so don't put me with the system. Put me one that stand firm on the principles of God, that God is always right, everybody else wrong. If they ain't walking like God, say, walk, you're wrong. And Jesus is perfectly right at all time, without stipulations. We need to understand that. We're afraid to even testify of God in the midst of some people. We're afraid to bring Jesus' name up. We don't want to be identified with him until we want something. Lord, help me, Jesus. When I love the Lord, he heard my cry. He sure did pity your groan. You can't hardly move. Can't get up. Starvation hit you. Everybody look like against you. Because you don't walk according to his will. The Lord never puts things on us. We put that on ourselves. I never know anywhere in the Bible where God put anything on a saint, one that being obedient to his will. He always delivered those that's walking in faith. He delivers us. He brings us forth. He heals us. But the church didn't start making people believe if they don't break my leg, you don't make my nose bleed, you don't have me stealing, I ain't saved. Folks want to make you believe that. A car didn't hit me yesterday, I ain't saved. Boy, you got to go through something to get to heaven. No, you ain't. Just do right. Just do right. Keep the word of God. You get right on where you're going. He didn't put stipulations in there. Now, Jesus told us these words. He said, your faith's going to be tried. Your faith's going to be tried. You're going to be tried. Not by the saints of God, not by God, but by the world. When people test you, they are devils. Amen. Oh, y'all didn't want me to say that either, did you? Satan always wanted to. Did God test Job? No. Satan tested him. It's always going to be like that. The devil always want to test you. Devil always want to try you. Not God. God deliver you. We tied up in foolishness. And let it slip right up in the church. Scared to say Jesus, our colleague, our classmate and all that is there and there. We can't say that before them. They're going to spread the news and people are going to look down on me, huh? You got, Joshua said to choose ye when? Today. This day, huh? Who you going to serve today? In front of all these people, you choose now which way you going to go. Whether you going to obey God or obey man. It's your choice. Not mine, it's your choice. If what I'm saying is too hard for you, you ain't got to curse me out. You just get up and walk out. It's just that simple. I want you to stay. But if that's too strict on you and the word is too tough for you to get some of that pressure, I'll just get up and move. That's the way I used to do all the time. Preacher started preaching hard. I ease out of there because it looked like he was talking directly to me, huh? I eased right out of that church. It was too much for me. I couldn't bear that then. Now you can throw what you want at me now. I'm all right. The word said, here is my Father. Listen at this good. He do whatever you, when you walk in his will, do his will, let him abide in you, you abide in him. He say, here is my Father's glory. That will make daddy happy. When I keep up the yard, listen good. Keep the yard cut good. Keep my room clean, feed the hog, the chicken, the goats, the sheep, the oxen, keep all that, and he don't have to tell me no more what to do every day. And that, ooh, you're talking about Bessette, Lonnie L. Smith. When you got to tell me every day what to do, I be thinking I ain't got sense enough to do nothing. If I got to have you every day to come tell me what to do, it's something wrong with me. Y'all need to get me out of positions. It's shameful to tell somebody over and over, you do the same job every day. And each day I got to come tell you what to do? That's wrong. I'm just telling you because, you know, help you ain't helping me. If I ain't learning all them time, you need to put somebody else there before I destroy something. Myself and somebody else too. And he said here, here is my Father glorified that ye bear what? Much fruit. It's happy. He's rejoiced. But you're bearing fruits now. And what he going to do is say, so shall ye be what? I know you're my chosen one. You're my disciple. You're my one that I sent out for you to preserve other life. As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye what? In my love. Corn grow tall. Cotton grow thick. Joe looking, but I'm going to say it anyway. The way I love you, baby, make old folks sick, huh? Huh? We grew up under that shelter. I thought that was biblical one time. Didn't have no understanding about it. But we got to go in the Word and find where we stand. When I see a word in the Bible and don't understand it, I go get my books. Biblical books. And start digging. And when I find this word, it run me to another word. That's giving me more knowledge, more understanding of God's way of doing things. And when I find my words and I put them together, I said, Lord, all this time, this is you trying to tell me all this time. But the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that what? Need not be ashamed. Rightly? Boy, boy. It's amazing. It's already here for us. We just won't receive it. Won't receive it. Know why? We in contention. We in a lot of contention these days. We closing with this. He said, if you keep my commandments, keep the sayings of God, keep the sayings of Jesus, keep the sayings that was written before you, that was put in your heart, ye shall abide in my love. Boy, help me, Lord. Do you not know that every now and then, I'm talking about the church here, I don't know about nobody else's church, every now and then in the brotherhood, we have a little argument. Y'all didn't want me to say that, did you? I be right there in it. You know I know what I'm saying. Every now and then we have a little argument in the brotherhood. It ain't got no business being. But you know why it's there? Because one got this mind, another one got this mind. All you can do is tell your mind and go on about your business. You ain't never got to stop. Don't judge nobody's mind, nobody's authority. Don't judge nobody's will but your own. If you judge your own will, you'll never have no contention. There ain't no reason on this earth for you and I, the deacons and the pastor, to get in uproar. It's crazy. And you ain't, a pastor ain't no good when you got to fuss with folks. Before I fuss with you, I walk out of here. I think too much of myself to go down that low, be in the church fussing. And I'm supposed to be an example of what even a deacon's supposed to be like. And now I'm up in here fussing, raising sand. And then some of us, don't tell nobody this, some of us will cuss a little bit sometimes. Don't tell nobody now. Stay in the will. Keep his commandment. Follow him. Be with him every day. He going to guide our feet, guide our tongue. He going to preserve our will in him every day of our life. Say, keep my commandment. And ye shall abide where? In my Lord, Jesus' Lord, no greater love than this, till a man do what? What? Listen to what you just say. I didn't say that. That's in the Bible. Lay down his life for his friend. He loved me so. Now, I wasn't even fixed. But he loved me so much, he died before I was fixed. Huh? Because he loved me. That should be setting an example for us. We're supposed to love our enemies so much that we don't give up on him until we get him. And how we purchase him? With love. My God. That's amazing. With love. Even as I've kept my Father's commandment. Now, Jesus say so many times, saying, look, they brag because Jesus healed, six, raised. Nobody ever did that in the history of the world, what Jesus did. And this is all he say. I come to do the will of him that sent me. I kept my Father's commandment. And everything that I asked my Father, he do it. He do it. All of us got children, probably. All of us got children, mostly. When that child come to you and it been a good child, we getting ready to close. That been a good child. That child come to you and say, Mommy or Daddy, I need this. The teacher say, I can't graduate until I get this. Even if you don't have the money, hear me, y'all, I've been there. Even if you don't have the money or the way of getting these things, tears for the love that you have for that child. Tears, you don't know no way out. Tears gonna start coming down when you realize that you're gonna be crying because you care about your child. You want that child to have the best of everything. And when you cry, this is what you're doing. You submitting your will to his will. And when you have turned it loose, when I've done all that I can do and can't do no more, I look to yonder's here and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help that I know. If you leave me now, I don't know what to do or where to go. That's what you got to do. Tell him that. Keep his commandment. Love like he loved. Let us love one another as God also loved us. And we're going to fulfill the promise. He said he kept his Father's commandment and abided in his love. And because he did that, God's going to give him whatever he needs. When he was on that cross, Jesus was on that cross, He cried out to his father, told him to help him. Even before he got a cry to his father, have mercy on me. But God couldn't show mercy then. One day mercy going to stop in our life, y'all. Judgment going to take its course. If we are not fixed, whatever condition when he come, mercy going to step back and truth going to step back. Judgment going to take over. If you're not hid in Christ, if you're not hid in Christ, you're not wrapped up, tangled up in Christ, judgment going to mishandle you. Toss you to and fro. Bring you to open shame. That's what he did for us. Maybe somebody today, I don't know, could be somebody been tossed and through, driven by fierce winds of life. And you hadn't reached solution yet. But the Lord is saying to you even now, come, whoever will and desire to come to me, just come. And he'll deliver us right now. He's our power source. He's our resource. He's all that we need. Come to Jesus. Come to him. I don't know nobody else can bring us through what we just went through but Jesus himself. We got to acknowledge that he's the true vine. We're the branches. Our Father is the husbandman. Let's give it to them. They can handle it better we can. Will there be one? Will there be one? He's ready. He's ready right now to receive us as sons and daughters, as heirs to the throne. Even now. He's keep on blessing us. He's ready to move right now. In our behalf, not against us, but in our behalf. We thank you, we praise you. We honor Jesus this day for all that he has done in our life. We lift him up in song, in praise, thanking him for the riches of his glory. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Let him stay shining in your life. Wait on deliverance because he will according to his word. We thank God for you today. May he bless and keep you is our prayer. And let us look to the hill from which cometh our help, knowing that the help that we need, it comes from God.
This morning, I would like you to remain standing. We'll start with our eight honor roll students, which will be Jonathan Coleman Jr.
That's something to really shout about. Amen. That means they're digging, they're searching, and trying to be perfected, even here on this earth.
Jeremiah Gaston.
That's an honor. It's an honor. Watch this, I used to be a man.
Devin Jones. Devin, I forgot.
Can't pick you up, son.
Devin had the A honor roll the first 6 weeks, and he's an A and B honor roll the second 6 weeks.
Lord Jesus, that's all right.
Devon Bryant. Devin Bryant. Devion Bryant. Move over there, please. Tyree Moore.
There you go.
It's Tyree is a student of the week and an A honor roll student. Summer Gaston, A, B honor roll. Chanterica Washington, A, B honor roll. Kyria Lavalais, A, B honor roll. DeQuavius Washington, A, B honor roll.
Lord Jesus. On the front, sir.
Baron Grafton, most improved.
Come on, front, sir.
And Celestine Tobias, perfect attendance.
My God.
Tobias.
That's a blessing.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with news of another real-life Jesus freak.
Every year, Christians are laying down their lives for Christ. Each death is a loss and a victory. As Paul wrote in Philippians, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Still, we grieved at the voice of the martyrs when we heard that on July 1st, four gunmen pushed their way into the home of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt and shot him to death. He was a friend and a vibrant voice, sharing Christ with Muslims in Kashmir for more than 15 years. He leaves behind a wife and three children. Will you join in prayer for the family and legacy of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt? For more, go online to persecution.com.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT.